It's that time of the show where the man with his ear to the street, his finger on the pulse. His name is Murray Jones, of course, the host of 4CA's Breakfast Show. We are going to chat federal politics, as we often do with Murray. Poor old ScoMo, he's just copping it left, right and centre these days. He's in Queensland in the last 24 hours. Of course, the floods. He's wanted to declare Queensland part of that National Emergency Declaration.
Yeah.
But Premier Palaszczuk, no way, no go.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, sure, there's probably a fair accusation that ScoMo was a bit slow in relation to particularly Lismore and actually declaring it to be a national disaster. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, Labor here in Queensland have accused him of politicising various things and now coming forward and actually maybe offering this national disaster moniker to Queensland as well. And they're saying that he's being politically, you know, smoke and mirrors by this and, you know, taking advantage of it. But why wouldn't Queensland take advantage of that money if it's there?
Yeah.
I mean, they're accusing him of politicising it. They should have a good look in the mirror, I reckon, Queensland Labor.
It's a bit of the pot calling the kettle black at the moment. That's absolutely right. I mean, it's poor ScoMo as well. He copped it and has been copping it, as you said, in northern New South Wales about accusations that the Defence Force were quite slow in moving in. But I've heard him, I guess, respond to that accusation, just saying, look, A, they're not just sitting around the corner
waiting for something to happen.
And in many cases, the floods are so devastating that they can't actually access some of these areas. Is that a bit unfair on
And look, you know, I think it was as well. You know, at the end of the day, actually coordinating such troops quickly is difficult. Maybe he could have made an announcement that, you know, I'll be doing this and this and this as soon as we get a situation to get everything organised, all our ducks are in a row. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was possibly a bit unfair for them to have such a go. But look, you know, what I guess defies belief for me is that, you know, Queensland often says, you know, we're left out, we're pariahs because, you know, obviously we're a Labor state compared to a federal, you know, LNP or coalition government. But at the end of the day, if there's any status that's going to assist picking up the pieces because there's extensive damage to Brisbane, I mean, look at the ferry terminals. Why would you not knock it back? So I'm, you know, looking sideways at Queensland Labor about this one.
Playing politics a bit as well, and it's just a bit of a pile on ScoMo at the moment. Doesn't matter what he does, it's he cops it no matter what.
What now, about look, sports bet? Come on, keep me here on the side of my chair. What's the latest?
We are very excited to always check on those online bookies. I'm sure the bosses down south looking at our internet usage are probably a bit concerned that
what are we doing?
constantly on the online bookies. However, it is relevant to our discussion about federal politics. Sports bet in this case, we touched on this in the last week or so as well, Murray, but there has been some movement in those odds. There has been a little bit of movement. I think last time we spoke about those odds, the coalition had drifted out to about $3.20.
That sounds right.
Labor were firming as very, very strong favourites. Well, there has been a little bit of movement. The coalition now has, looking a little bit better. They're now at $3.05. Labor's still $1.35, so they're still very favourite. But that's interesting. It has been a bit of a shift in the coalition's favour.
And look, you know, it's still early days. So obviously, it hasn't even been announced yet, and we're already in de facto election mode. When it does get serious, I think there's going to be some crazy stuff going on. And look, you know, I'm sure they've both got some cards up their sleeves. Who's got the biggest card, we'll find out in due course, but it's going to be interesting times ahead.
Absolutely. Murray Jones, catch him Monday to Friday, 4CA Breakfast. Thanks, mate.
Have a great weekend. Cheers, Gav.